Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We welcome you to hour number two and the opening day of July. It is a football month. Live right here on the early line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. As we have shared, and as Donnie has correctly highlighted to all of you, we were counting the final weeks.
Looks like we made it. July.
Well, I love when you sing a little bit. Yeah. July football season. But as DRS was correctly highlighting before he rudely interrupted me right there in this open, trying to give him his flowers, July is football month. On the final day of July, now on its first, there will be an NFL preseason game played between the Lions and the Chargers, the Hall of Fame game in front of that Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. So that means that starting this month, now in July, and for the next eight consecutively, up until March of 2026, we will have at least one football game played every single month. And starting next month in August, that's a crap ton of football games as well. So to welcome in July, to welcome in this second hour, and to welcome in this football month this week, over the next 3 days, DRS, before we get to the holiday weekend, 4th of July coming our way on Friday, we are going to go division by division around the National Football League. By the end of this week, all eight divisions will be previewed around the NFL. All four in the AFC. All four in the NFC. Today we start with the AFC North, AFC South, and the AFC East. Plenty of previews to get you ready for football here in hour number two.
I love it, man. The NFL absolutely brings. Like, it's not like, look, when we get to early September, like, college football plays the cupcake games. The NFL doesn't do that. The NFL is playoffs here where everybody gets involved here. And they don't have any secondary bowl games for the bad teams. Like, the NFL is about their business here. And that business starts on July 1st. And we're ready to go and ready to see it happen. Now, again, I preface this by saying, I'm excited. It's July. It's July 1st. Football season is here. Over the next 2 weeks, there's really nothing to watch. Even after the next 2 weeks after that, there's really nothing to watch. Then you get the horrible preseason, which there's really nothing to watch. So I'm sort of I'm on that hang glider right now, like, wind beneath my wings right now. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't even know how I'm going to land this thing. You know what I mean? I'm just waiting for football. Come on.
Well, come on now. We can't, beggars can't be choosers, right? If we're so excited and enthused about an NFL preseason game, we want to still be excited about football. Football is football. Football being there better than no football being there, at least in my estimation. So today is the start of July, a month in which football will be played. Because we have the Hall of Fame game on July 31st, that means the rookies start showing up to training camp for the LA Chargers on July 12th. The vets start showing up on July 16th. And DRS, by the time we get to July 23rd, all teams, 100% of players will have reported to training camp, of course, unless they are holding out.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe the Cincinnati Bengals probably going to have a couple guys here. Heck, maybe even Ja'Marr Chase goes like, wait a second. You're trying to renegotiate my deal already? We didn't even start my contract yet? Get ready for that at this point. But yeah, what's the opportunity? Let's start there, Ben. Like, do we have major holdouts that will continue into training camp? Because, again, we are going to talk about the AFC North. Like, what are the odds like T.J. Watt doesn't show up to day one of training camp? I think they're actually really high at this point. I do. He's going to be a Steeler, but I don't think this gets done over the next day or two and say, hey, no distractions heading into the season.
I could see him being a hold in, maybe being at camp and on the sidelines, but not working out. In fact, DRS, it is a perfect place to start with our division by division breakdown and our futures focus here around the National Football League on that AFC North, because you think the most critical and significant holdouts in the training camp, where I'm thinking the guy doesn't even show up and probably even risk getting fined financially. That, of course, Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati and maybe their first-round pick, Shamar Stewart, as well. It is a huge conversation piece, of course, around the Bengals, who have that second-best price to win this highly competitive division year in, year out. Plus 240 on Cincy. But who is the favorite? And even so, in minus money, that would be Lamar Jackson and his Baltimore Ravens, a minus 140 price. The Steelers have the third-best number at 5-1. And the Cleveland Browns bring up the rear, the fourth and longest price in the AFC North, and a large drop-off at 30-1. DRS, let's start with the flock. Baltimore has won the AFC North crown each of the previous two seasons, four of the last seven as well. And Baltimore is not just favored to win the AFC North, but as of last check with our Super Bowl 60 odds yesterday, Baltimore, Buffalo, Philadelphia, three co-favorites to win Super Bowl 60.
Yeah, they have a really, really tough schedule. We'll talk to that in just a little bit. But just like updating the Baltimore Ravens, this team's built for the regular season. And it's not a knock to say they're not built for the playoffs, because that's just on Lamar Jackson. Hey, Lamar, you want to bring your MVP game to the playoffs? You'll wind up in the Super Bowl. We just haven't seen that yet. But we see MVP Lamar on every Sunday. And sometimes I say, Ben, like, you know, like, let's equate this again to college football, where you're running a triple option set. Isn't it nice to have a bye week before you play that team to get the extra time to prepare? It just feels like teams, like, when they're on a week where they got to get ready for Lamar Jackson, it's never enough time in the regular season where that's not your singular focus. You got to get ready for the team beforehand, the team afterhand, 2 to 3 weeks down, you know, guys getting injured at that point, right? But you look at this team, you add Jair Alexander, that defense is going to be phenomenal. We know they have a punishing offensive line. Derrick Henry looks as good as ever. Lamar Jackson coming in helpful. And also, you re-sign Bateman. Andrews comes back for another year. I know that devastating drop in Buffalo. They still talk about it, but Lamar Jackson doing the right thing as a team there. That's my guy. I trust him to throw that pass again, and he'll make that. Flowers in the slot there. You add Hopkins as a veteran presence on the outside. Now, granted, adding these veteran guys hasn't really worked out all that well for Baltimore, but I appreciate them trying, and Hopkins may be able to find something that works for him. This team is built to win a Super Bowl. They're built to win in the regular season. They just haven't shown up in the biggest moments in the playoffs. So to have that said, I love the Ravens just like I do every single year entering into the season, Ben.
DRS, there is no doubt in my mind that the Baltimore Ravens are going to have a say in who wins an AFC championship and thus who wins Super Bowl 60 and that Lombardi trophy. Do I ultimately believe it will be the Ravens? No, because until I see Lamar Jackson perform in the postseason, in those biggest moments, and on those most significant of stages, I'll bet them to win the AFC North. Heck, I'd bet them even with a difficult schedule, 21st out of 32 around the NFL, to win 12 or 13 games this year. But Lamar Jackson has a 3-5 playoff record. And Donnie, there are times where quarterbacks we look at for their win-loss performances, but it's not nearly their fault. Defense terrible, skill positions awful, some mistake made somewhere else. Really, though, Lamar Jackson has not been great. In the last two playoff runs, where Baltimore has been in a prime position to make a deep postseason run, hosting the AFC Championship game 2 years ago against Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes, costly interceptions, multiple turnovers. Last year against the Buffalo Bills, we'll remember the Mark Andrews fumble. We'll remember the Mark Andrews drop that would have tied the game late in the fourth quarter on that two-point conversion. But Lamar, an interception, and a fumble in the opening half as well. He has not lived up to the MVP caliber numbers in those most significant of stages, DRS, come the postseason.
And neither is the coaching staff. Like, what were we doing a couple years ago? Like, when you had that team with Kansas City, like, they finally got on their own building. They're going to smash this team. And instead of doing what they do in their DNA is playing physical football and offense, they decided to shock the world and throw it all over the place and got themselves beat. That's why we just didn't trust them yet to win a championship. Trust them in the regular season.
The rest of the AFC North, next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
On this first day of July, now a football month, we start going division by division this week, leading you into your holiday weekend for the 4th of July with football front and center and on your mind. The Baltimore Ravens, minus 140, the deserving favorites, even in a minus money way in the competitive AFC North. But DRS, I think the team that will have the most impact on this division in 2025 is the Bengals. At their best, with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins all happy, signed, and back, they can be a Super Bowl contender. At their worst, with a defense that has so many questions, and the unhappy Trey Hendrickson and first-round rookie Shamar Stewart, they might give up 35 points per game and fluttle somewhere around that 500 mark. Ultimately, Donnie, what is your outlook for the Bengals in 2025?
I mean, the outlook is favorable if that means there's a chance to make the playoffs, right? But we understand one thing. If you don't have a defense that could come up with stops, you know, at a good clip, you're not going to win a lot of football games. But I do think, though, to be honest, we are downgrading the Cincinnati defense just a little bit. Because you are, like, Luan Aramo obviously ran out. Maybe it was stale. It wasn't getting through to the players, and they were a civil in defense. Now, it doesn't help if Trey Hendrickson ends up getting moved. He's not happy. Will he show up to camp or not? And also, your other guy that you say, you know, Mr. Stewart, that comes from Texas A&M, hey, kid, are you going to end up playing this year or not when it's not even his fault? Like, you get those two guys in, you got bookends here. And I don't understand, one is a rookie, yes, but the other one is a sack artist. That's half the battle. And maybe a better design by Al Golden to come in and say, you know what? I'm going to play to our strengths here. We'll get enough stops here to win. Because the one thing we know is if Joe Burrow is upright in that pocket, being able to deliver to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, they're going to move the football. I like Chase Brown in the back. Yeah. A little bit more electricity in there. Yoshivashi, you know, is that three option. But Gesicki really came on and found his stripes there in that Bengals uniform. And Joe Burrow really likes him. So I think that offense is going to move. The question is, what are we getting out of the defense? But it's a lot easier for a defense to sort of say, all right, where's our strength? Maybe in pass rushing and have a lot of leads in the third and the fourth quarter where you just can't run this team down. So they are catching a lot of slack. But again, they're not 8.5 or 7.5. You see that win total on the graphic right there. It's 9.5. 10-7 is a good season for a football team, but that's not what we're asking for the Bengals, Ben, right? We're asking, what do the Bengals do with an unbelievable quarterback and a talented wide receiver where you're supposed to take the next step? That means advancing in the playoffs, getting to an AFC championship game, and possibly winning a Super Bowl. But with that defense, the way it's constructed, and you look, like, we talked just about the defense here for the Baltimore Ravens. It's really good. The offense is really good. We can't say that against the Bengals. The offense is really good, but the defense could be really bad. It's hard to pick a team like that, Ben.
Right. DRS, bottom 10, Cincinnati last year in both scoring points per game allowed and yardage allowed as well. Al Golden, a very arduous task as he is trying to form and make this defense look better than it was a year ago. But without Trey Hendrickson, Sam Hubbard retired earlier this offseason as well, and without being able to replace that with Shamar Stewart, how exactly do you do it? If Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart sign their deals and are ready to go by week number one, I am betting the Bengals at a 10-1 price to win the AFC championship. In fact, I think that price might shorten when those deals are inked. Am I overly confident that both of those things happen? Not necessarily by the time we get to early December. There is no doubt that even with these large questions defensively for the Bengals, they are still expected to be a double-digit win team. They are still expected at minus 152 to be a playoff team. And who is the only active quarterback in the National Football League, but better yet in the AFC, to beat Patrick Mahomes in an AFC title game? It's not Lamar Jackson. It's not Josh Allen. It is Joe Burrow. So if he is healthy, I trust the Bengals offense. And if Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart are there, I will have enough belief in the Bengals to be at least an above average defense to be a true contender. That is my thought on Cincinnati for the moment. Without Hendrickson nor Stewart, I would still think DRS, they can get to 10 wins and be a playoff team. But with those two critical defensive pieces, that elevates the ceiling to be a true conference contender around the AFC.
Hey, here's the issue I have with the Cincinnati Bengals again, and Joe Burrow says the same things. Like, it's nice to not have distractions, and it looks like they're, again, going to have distractions. The reason I say this is the Bengals aren't run like any other football franchise, where you say, you know what, the fans get upset, the ownership gets upset, the general manager gets upset, and the player gets upset. Like, they all want to be pulling in the right direction when they want to make their money, but they want to be in camp with the fellas on time and sort of build for that championship. The Bengals are an organization that will say, Trey, you don't want to show up? We don't care. We're not going to pay you, and you're not going to accrue a year into free agency per se. The same thing with your rookie and Stewart here. We don't care. This is the contract. If you don't want to play, you go sit on the sideline. When most organizations think, we have to facilitate this. Either we move them and get players in here who can play, or we sign them and get them into camp. The Bengals will be just fine if Hendrickson doesn't play an entire snap this year so they can prove their point on the next contract that somebody tries to do the same thing. It's the wrong way to think about an organization, and the fans always end up paying the freight for that, and also the football team as well. You tell me right now Hendrickson shows up tomorrow and Shamar, so I'm like, you know what? Maybe I start to believe in him a little bit more right now. But when I always have a team with question marks, specifically, Ben, on a defense that can't afford a single question mark, we're getting these here. That's why I can't take the Bengals seriously to make a deep playoff run.
DRS, we discussed the Pittsburgh Steelers a ton earlier in the show and an offseason of change for the Steelers. Their goal is not just to win 9 or 10 games and make the playoffs. It's to be a contender in the AFC North and to be a true contender for an AFC championship. Heck, maybe even winning a playoff game for the first time since 2016. I think it's fair to sum it up for people who maybe were not with us in the opening hour. We both believe that with Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf and Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay, the Steelers can win 10 games and maybe even make the playoffs. But in terms of a deeper playoff run, heck, even one playoff victory, I still think we're a little bit cautious.
I'm telling you, it's a really, really fun division here with those three teams, and they can go a lot of different ways. The expectations on the Baltimore Ravens to be the best team here. But I got to tell you, even though the price points are different here, I do think the Bengals and the Steelers are jockeying for second place, and either one of them can take that mantle. And I said also, like a cheat there, like, I just need to see the Steelers, Ben, in one full game, which may be the Jets. And the Jets aren't predicted to do a lot of things. But you tell me the Steelers are moving the football in that game and playing good defense, like, that might be enough to be like, hey, maybe they can do something, but you give me Steelers opening night against the Jets where Aaron Rodgers struggles, this could get really fun and interesting for sure right away.
One final point on the AFC North before we move to the AFC East next.
The Browns.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
One final point on the AFC North as we go division by division this week, leading you into your holiday weekend, now early in July, in a month that officially has football. Donnie, the Cleveland Browns, a 30-1 price to win the AFC North, by far the longest, the fourth of four prices in this competitive division. Every team here in this division has one of the 16 hardest schedules around the NFL. That, of course, the bottom half in terms of difficulty in the National Football League. The Steelers and the Browns in terms of being in the bottom 10 of the 10 most difficult. Cleveland has the second hardest schedule entering 2025. In the Browns, the RS, with that win total of 5.5, technically have the worst win total on the FanDuel Sportsbook as we speak. Five teams have a win total with a figure of 5.5. Three teams have juice on the under. Giants, Saints, and Browns in that order, because Cleveland's juice to the under is minus 145. The Browns are thought of thus as the worst team in the National Football League entering 2025 with a very confusing and confounding quarterback room. Donnie, what is the ceiling for Cleveland this season?
Here's the problem with it, right? And this is where I might get to myself in a little bit of problem when we get to the Giants. It's like, okay, can I get 17 games started out of Russell Wilson, regardless of what the record is? They'll go over the win total, because that means you're getting a decent quarterback play, and the goal is to win football games. But here's where you run into problems. We'll get to the Giants later. Let me just start with the Cleveland Browns. You see the numbers, because if you go to the FanDuel Sportsbook right now, you can bet to see who the starting quarterback is going to be week number one. The favorite in line is Joe Flacco. That should never be the case. But understand this. When you're a general manager, like the Haslam family, right? What are they looking at? Don't you embarrass me. We need wins, and that's on you guys. So the general manager goes like, hey, let me sell you on this rookie quarterback who we go 3-2-3 wins this year, and we all get fired, but we find about the rookie quarterback. Coaches don't want to do that. General managers don't want to do that. And let's say, hey, no cut contract 5 years, build it right now. Okay, we'll do it. Stefanski's a good coach. But the fact that Joe Flacco, when you have Kenny Pickett, who's not a great quarterback by any stretch, but he is younger, with a chance to be your starting quarterback. Same thing with the two rookies they drafted here. They might not be ready on day number one, but here's the issue. If Flacco is your quarterback day number one, your future is nothing. And let's just say Joe Flacco on a bad football team winds up at 1-5 after their first six games. If you say, you know what, we're just going to ride out the entire season with Joe Flacco, you go, hey, you see that 5.5 number? There is a legitimate chance we hang around that. But you know what changes in NFL organizations? When you're out of the playoff picture, what do you start to do? Well, we really don't want to win football games, and we want to find out about these young quarterbacks. We're going to put them in situations that lets you see if they can succeed, or hope they just don't sink to the bottom. That's where the issue comes in. This could be, Ben, a four-win team heading into December saying, white flag is up. We're not trying to win anymore. But if they're not, and they're in like preservation mode, which I think the Giants are, that four wins could turn into six wins late if you're playing the appropriate guys. But I think this season is a complete throwaway, because I do think Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, Ben, will get starts this season on the Cleveland Browns. And that's not good for a 5.5 total.
I do as well, DRS. And then you have to wonder with what the Browns did in the 2025 NFL draft, selecting Gabriel first, but in the third round, and Shedeur Sanders second in round number five, if they are the worst team in the NFL and in position perhaps for the Arch Manning or Garrett Nussmeier or Lenora Sellers sweepstakes, what exactly is the plan in the land moving forward? All right, AFC East odds now. DRS, I think you can make a compelling point for the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. The Bengals, heck, maybe even the Steelers, to try to go after the divisional title within the AFC North. In the AFC East, it is only one spot, minus 260. The Buffalo Bills as a favorite to win this division for a sixth consecutive season. In fact, DRS, that minus 260 price is the best price of any team to win any of the eight divisions around the National Football League. The other teams are interesting in terms of where they are entering 2025, but there is no doubt the Buffalo Bills are winning the AFC East this NFL season.
Yes, I love the Buffalo Bills in the picture and the scope of the AFC East. And understand this, why they are true Super Bowl contenders. Their schedule is very good for them this year. Is it a great football team entering in there? Hey, Coleman, Shakir, and Palmer at wide receiver, and Kincaid at tight end with Cook at running back. It's solid. It's not earth-shattering. It's not we're talking Jamar Chase and T. Higgins or A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith. But here's the product of the environment. Your goal here to see for me to win an NFL championship is how do you get to the playoffs? We'll talk about the Eagles a little bit later. So tough to get back. You want that number one seed. The Bills look like they are first in line for that number one seed. And if they get that, you have home field advantage all the way through, which is to your advantage. That's why I love the Bills, because of how bad the AFC East is. They're a good team, but boy, are they getting a leg up this year on the competition just by who they have to play week to week base.
Position to be in position, that is first and foremost in Western New York. More on that next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on this Tuesday on the Early Line on Sports Grid, but not just a Tuesday. It is July 1st, which means it is a football month, and it will be for the next eight straight until March 2026. We go division by division this week on TEL to get you in that football state of mind entering the 4th of July holiday weekend. We hit on the AFC North. Now time for the AFC East. And DRS, when you see the Buffalo Bills as a minus 260 favorite, the best price of any team to win any of the eight divisions around the NFL, you might already give them the divisional championship right now. The Buffalo Bills have won this division each of the previous 5 years. And with how the AFC East looks this year, it should be six seasons in a row. The Bills have the best win total around the NFL, 11.5. The over has the hefty juice at minus 160. And you said it, DRS. There is no better team of any of the 32 in the NFL to be a one seed in a conference and to have home field advantage the entirety of a playoff run to get to a Super Bowl than the Buffalo Bills, who, of course, are trying to get back to the biggest of football games for the first time in more than three decades since 1993.
Yeah, you got Rousseau on one side. Now you bring in Bosa there. Now, he's always been, you know, a little bit nicked up and injured throughout his career, but if he can catch lightning in a bottle, now you got that pass-rushing menace you can have, and also a defensive-minded team. We always know that offense is going to move the football because they have an MVP, certainly caliber quarterback in Josh Allen. But again, just to reiterate that point that Brent and I keep bringing up, if you can have the war of attrition in the regular season, you can win 11 games and be a good football team. But if you're going on the road in the playoffs, that is a hazard that you want to try to avoid. So even if you aren't as talented as, let's just say, the Kansas City Chiefs or the Baltimore Ravens, you know what helps you a lot? Playing the Baltimore Ravens at home. Oh, no, it doesn't. Oh, did you watch the game last year? Correct me if I'm wrong. Who won that football game playing in there in Buffalo? Yes, it was the Baltimore Ravens getting beat by the Buffalo Bills. So for me, that's why I really like the Buffalo Bills. And there's a chance for them to excel, no doubt about it. The defense should be fine. The offense is going to make enough plays because why? Josh Allen makes enough plays. They just have to put it together because you just want to avoid situations like the Buffalo Bills going on the road to Kansas City at Arrowhead and saying, boy, wouldn't we love this game in our own building? But they've had that in the past and still lost that game.
They have.
But nobody's ever going, what's that? Then a couple years ago, Kansas City go in and beat Buffalo, right? Yeah, they have, which is what I'm saying.
Correct.
Yes. Like you would love it and say, like, it's an automatic win, but it's really not. But you do want to have the percentages in your favor. Nobody's ever going to say, like, well, we lost them at home. Let's go play them on the road in the playoffs. No! You want to play them right in your own building again to get that chance. And that's what it's going to give them with that absolute schedule this year. Home field advantage is the key. That's why I like the Bills.
DRS, it does not guarantee a Buffalo victory if the Bills host Lamar Jackson and the Ravens or Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, who have been their absolute playoff kryptonite. Buffalo individually has been ousted by KC in four of the five last seasons, of course, each and every year that Buffalo has won the AFC East. To win divisional title number six in a row, whoop-dee-doo. They might put it on the shelf up there in Orchard Park. But for Buffalo, the question is moving forward. It's winning the AFC Championship, and it's winning a Super Bowl, at least getting to Super Bowl 60 in Santa Clara. And although Buffalo has been dominant in this division, it has not always been the easiest ride or the expected one at that. Who was the late preseason favorite right before the regular season got started in 2024 to win the AFC East? Not Josh Allen or the Bills, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Yeah. In fact, each of the previous 2 years, DRS, with Rodgers in Florham Park, there was an idea, of course, the Jets were going to compete for this division and compete for an AFC title that never materialized. Even Tua Tagovailoa, under the bright mind of Mike McDaniel, that offense was going to be so lethal, they were going to be a divisional contender. That has not materialized either, although 2 years ago, they did battle it out in week number 18 for that divisional crown. And of course, the New England Patriots, after dominating this division in the Tom Brady era, 11 consecutive divisional titles prior to the Bills now winning five straight, very different times. But you see the Pats there at a 5-1 price, now entering 2025 with the second best chance of winning the AFC East. New England, DRS, despite back-to-back four-win campaigns, including when Bill Belichick was the head coach in 2023, now have a win total of 7.5 this year in Foxborough. The over has the juice. The Patriots thought of as maybe flirting with 500 or even a winning record. That would be a lot for Mike Vrabel to accomplish in his first year as the head coach with the Patriots, but it's a roster that has built things up defensively and, of course, some hope for what Drake May can provide, a Pro Bowl quarterback, mind you, in year number two.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, the defense is really good. That's going to be the calling card of so many Bill Belichick defenses in the past for the Patriots. Vrabel, certainly a Belichick disciple. He got it right. They spent money in the right direction there. You add Stephon Diggs at wide receiver because nobody was seemingly wanting to come to the New England Patriots. At least you get Diggs and you pay him quite a bit. Stevenson in the backfield, we love him. Here's the issue I have. Like, Drake May, I thought, showed some signs of life last year. Like, hey, you know what? Maybe he can be our franchise quarterback that we expected. But the worst case scenario that you can say about a football team is they're really good. The expectations are good, except for their offensive line. Now, maybe they remedied that. They got Campbell early in the first round there. He's going to be at their left tackle. Hopefully that is a bookend that he could be out there for the next 10 to 15 years, and that would be great. But the rest of the lineup there on that offensive line, a lot of question marks. That's the last thing you want, where if you can't protect your young quarterback, what happens? Not only gets beat up to a pulp in the pocket, but he starts to sort of hurry up his reads and his progression, his maturity process sort of slows down here. If, and it is a big if, that offensive line can play good football, the Patriots probably, Ben, are one of the more intriguing teams in the NFL to see what their upside possibly could be in 2025. But if we take a look at the odds market, I do agree. Like, the Buffalo Bills are on a pedestal all by themselves. But I have no issues with the New England Patriots being a better football team, theoretically, than the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets here. I'm intrigued by the Patriots this year. I am.
The Patriots to win the AFC East? Nah. New England to be a 10-win team? Probably not. A playoff team? Not exactly likely. But a team that could be a thorn in the side and no longer a doormat as they were each of the previous two seasons. That is for sure. You saw that schedule there. 7.5 the win total for New England. The over has the juice. One of the reasons, DRS, the Patriots are expected to win 8 games, not just an improving defense and a better head coach who has proven it in Mike Vrabel, or the optimism around Drake May at the QB spot, the second easiest schedule in the National Football League as well. Part of that is this division. The Dolphins are not thought of as a playoff contender any longer. In fact, the win total is 8.5, but the under has the juice at -180. The alternate win total of 6.5, the over has the juice at -180. Basically, to me, DRS, that's a 7-10 season this year in South Florida. And the Jets, who were a 5-win team last year, are one of those five teams around the NFL with a win total of 5.5. It's no longer Aaron Rodgers. It is Justin Fields. The over has the juice in the first year under Aaron Glenn at -135. I think the Jets can be competitive. Heck, maybe even 6 or 7 wins. But again, we're talking about a division now in the AFC East where the Bills should be a 13-win football team. The Patriots might be 8-9. and the two other teams probably sub 500 as well in both the Finns and the Jets.
Yeah, and if you're looking at all four teams, right, Buffalo's got a bright future. It's Josh Allen. They're expected to win the division. That's great. Next 2 to 3 years, they should still be very good. You take a look then at the New England Patriots. Same thing. You have your quarterback you're trying to break in to be a full-time starter in the NFL and a viable one that can lead you over the next, let's just say, 5 to 10 years. Then you take a look at the Jets, who I love what they did. Hey, look, it didn't work last year. We went all vets. We blew out the coach, the general manager, the quarterback. We are starting a fresh year, and we're going to set that footprint just like I did, let's just say, in Detroit, talking about Aaron Glenn as the head coach. But the team that's rudderless right now, it's the Miami Dolphins, Ben. Like, no the doubt. Juice that we had, let's just say 2 years ago for the Dolphins, what they could be at their high end. Young, innovative coach, fun environment, great football team, and here we go. And now it looks like this has the chance to absolutely implode midway through the season, where the general manager's gone, the head coach is gone, we're not sure about the quarterback, and now he's injured, and, you know, Tyreek Hill is off the reservation. But I want nothing to do with the Dolphins.
Completely agree. AFC South next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Division by division around the National Football League. In a football month now in July, we give you that football future focus here on this Tuesday on the early line. All right, DRS, AFC North, AFC East, done and completed. Let's get to the AFC South. The best division in the National Football League? Nah. One of the compelling divisions around the NFL? Sure, I'll give you that as we take a look at the divisional prices right now. The Houston Texans booked as the favorite, plus 110. In the 2 years that D'Amico Ryans has been the head coach in H-Town and C.J. Stroud has been the starting quarterback, the Texans have won the AFC South divisional crown each of those two. In fact, Houston has won this division 6 of the previous 10 years. The team that won it prior to the Texans winning it twice in a row, that was the upside of Trevor Lawrence of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who enters year number 5 of his NFL career, but under a first-year head coach in Liam Cohen, whose first task is kind of reinvigorating that career of T. Law. The Colts, an interesting team this offseason that we'll discuss. And the Titans enter the second year of the Brian Callahan tenure there in Nashville. Of course, a lot to prove now with a new quarterback in Cam Ward, the first overall pick this past April in the 2025 NFL Draft. DRS, if you were to use one word to describe the AFC South, taking a look at these four squads and these four divisional prices, what would that one word be?
Trevor Lawrence. That's the single word. Trevor Lawrence. If Trevor Lawrence plays well this year.
Proper noun.
Trevor. We'll go Trevor on that one. But that is my thought process here. If he's good, Ben, do you know what happens in this scenario? The Jacksonville Jaguars win this division as they should. Because I look at this and say, Liam Cohen. Hey, Len, see what I did with Baker Mayfield? Like, I am going to put you in positions that we are going to succeed. And you might say, well, how can you do that now moving to Jacksonville? Well, look at the blueprint that you had in Tampa Bay. Let me load you up at wide receiver where these guys are going to be running wide open routes that can make dynamic plays like Mike Evans used to do with Chris Godwin and say, now I'm going to replace that with Brian Thomas Jr. and also Travis Hunter. Yeah. And then you have De'Ami Brown, who's electric on the outside, who could be a great third counter piece. And then you have Travis Etienne in the backfield, still Bigsby. You draft Bishop Tootin here from college football, from Virginia Tech to come in as well. I look at this and say to myself, like Jacksonville's upside is so big to me. But also understand this. This is a big, like, Trevor Lawrence already made it in the NFL. Not because he's had unbelievable success. He got that monster second contract. He's living the good life. But I got to tell you, if he's not successful this year, he's still young. No. There's no more excuses. This is a winnable division with unbelievable talent and a coach that should put you in the right position to succeed. There are no more excuses in Jacksonville. That's the team I want to watch, where their upside is better than any team in that division, which includes the Texans.
We highlight the Houston Texans, DRS, and correctly so. A team that in 2 years under Stroud and Ryans, that combo of quarterback and head man, have won double-digit games and have won this division and also won a playoff game in the wild card round despite being a home underdog 2 years ago against Joe Flacco and the 11-win Cleveland Browns, last year as a home underdog against Justin Herbert and the 11-win LA Chargers. Houston should be booked as the favorite. Houston should be the team we highlight as that front runner. But there is no doubt, DRS, that a few years ago it wasn't Houston, it was Jacksonville and their young quarterback that had all that hope and optimism. In the 2023 NFL campaign, the Jags were 8-3 entering week number 12. They dropped 5 of their final 6. They coughed up their divisional lead, allowing the Texans to come through the back door and take that divisional crown, of which Houston, of course, has expanded upon. At this time last year, it was the Texans with all of the offseason optimism around the NFL, the addition of Stephon Diggs, a reworking of their defensive line, and the addition of Danielle Hunter. Donnie, they didn't really get that last year. They were not the AFC contender we were expecting them to be. Could they rival the likes of Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson? Not necessarily, despite even winning a playoff game and a second consecutive divisional crown. Before we get back to Jacksonville, will the winner of the AFC South, even if Trevor is great under Liam Cohen, or CJ Stroud continues to improve entering year number 3, will the winner of the AFC South, in your estimation, have any chance of actually contending for even a spot in the AFC Championship game?
Which you would like to say yes, because the reason being, you win the division, what do you get? An automatic home game here entering into the playoffs, which you should win, which would put you in the divisional round with a chance and say, you know what, probably had a good season, already a playoff victory, let's hold that momentum. But no, I'm not looking at this division as one of those where it's the uprising, like, oh my goodness, two of the best teams in football, the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Houston Texans, one of these teams will advance deep into the playoffs. One of these teams, I think, has a great chance to win a playoff game to get the divisional round, and maybe they can win the divisional round, but I'm not. Look, I am a betting man. I'm not betting on that happening between these two teams, which I like the upside on both. But if we're just being real, I don't think they're making an AFC Championship game. I don't.
They certainly would not be favored to do so. And whoever that second round opponent could be, if they were to win and take advantage of being on their home turf to start off the postseason. Drastically different schedules, by the way, for both Houston and Jacksonville. The Texans, the beauty of winning 2 consecutive divisional titles is you get to celebrate those accolades. The downside is you play first place schedule around the AFC. So DRS, 8th most difficult for Houston this year in the NFL. The Jags, 6th easiest schedule around the National Football League entering 2025. And I think that one word or that one proper noun, Trevor or Trevor Lawrence, yes, that is the biggest deciding factor in the AFC South. He has not been healthy to end out 2023. Certainly was not healthy for a good majority of last year. That has not been the case for T-Law throughout most of his football playing career. I think the start that he missed week 16 or 17 in 2023, Donnie, was the first start that he had missed since prior to high school collegiately and early on in his NFL career. Availability, one of the best abilities that Lawrence possesses.
Yeah, got to keep those shoulders healthy, man. You got to be letting that football rip. But I'm excited to see, because Brian Thomas Jr. was so good last year that you always expect these guys to take the next step. And then you added like Travis Hunter into that lineup as well. Yeah. The possibilities are endless there. And again, I really like Liam Cohen. He's in a good spot. So should Trevor Lawrence be.
You should be feeling good in Duval. More of that next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid, a football focus and a football month. Let's go elsewhere around the AFC South, DRS, as we continue our division by division breakdown. I completely agree with your assessment. If Trevor Lawrence is great this year under the brilliant offensive mind, Liam Cohen, and then the Jaguars give the Texans a run for their money in terms of winning that AFC South. Now, the Indianapolis Colts in this compelling division might actually be the most compelling team, a roster that has a lot of talent, a head coach in Shane Steichen that in his 2 years in Indy is perfectly 500, 17 and 17. 2 years ago, 9-8. Last season, 8-9. But the quarterback situation is as bewildering as you will find. In the injury to Anthony Richardson, in the shoulder issue that sidelined him from throwing during minicamp, should not, of course, be overly optimistic for anybody with the Colts entering 2025. But maybe that's okay, because maybe you weren't overly optimistic about AR's prospect as a starting quarterback or a face of the franchise in the National Football League. Because of it, the offseason acquisition, Daniel Jones, is now the odds-on favorite to be that week one starter for Indianapolis. If it is Daniel Jones, DRS, and you see the win total of 7.5 for Indy, what happens this year in Indianapolis?
Nothing good happens in Indianapolis. By the way, the FanDuel Sportsbook updated those numbers, which really caught me off guard looking at them over the past 24 hours. Like, Anthony Richardson now is back to being the favorite at a minus 130 price to be the starting quarterback, which I don't know what that means in the scope of were we overestimating his shoulder injury? Because we were always under the guise to say, oh, no, this is going to work out. We don't even know he's going to resume throwing. We must be getting some information here, like back channeling, that he might be ready for training camp. Because you have to say this. If you're a Colts fan, and it's a shame for Shane Steichen, by the way, when he gets fired in Indianapolis, he's going to be a great, great offensive coordinator for whatever team he has, and eventually he'll become a head coach again. Because I don't think this situation is salvageable, because Daniel Jones is not the future of your team. So I don't agree with, like, let's just say both of these two guys are healthy, Richardson and Jones. Now, again, outside of self-preservation mode, who gives me the better chance of winning? It might be Daniel Jones. He's not going to throw a lot of touchdowns, hopefully doesn't make stupid decisions, and can run the offense the way you see fit. But if you are a Colts fan or even the general manager ownership group, you have to be looking at saying, like, we don't care what happens. Just play Anthony Richardson till the wheels fall off, because two things are going to happen. He's our franchise guy or he's not, and we can finally move on. The fact that you would bring in Daniel Jones for competition, I get that. But that competition was supposed to be like, hey, you know what? I've been a viable starting quarterback, not a good one. I'm going to be a good clubhouse guy. I'm going to help sort of not mentor Anthony Richardson, but just be good vibes in the locker room and not pressure him like I'm the starter and take those, you know, press conference. Like, I don't know why I'm not starting. So I thought that was good. But the fact that is, if they're both healthy and Richardson's not the starter, like, what do you look forward to for the Colts? Like, it's just a barren season where I just would rather see Anthony Richardson play, whether he gets hurt or not, play well, play great, play terrible. But at least you have the answers on your future. It seems like if we're going to start Daniel Jones day number one when Richardson should have been out there, what are we doing?
Sadly, DRS, it's almost a similar theme for the Colts entering yet another season, all three under Shane Steichen. You drafted Richardson fourth overall in 2023. The question then, could he actually develop at the NFL level? only played four games last year. Now in his de facto rookie season, could he be a true franchise quarterback? Played 11 games, had some injury issues, some effort issues, and had the worst completion percentage of qualified quarterbacks in the NFL, the only one sub 50 at 47.7%. So now you're asking the same question. Mm-hmm. Can he be the guy? And you have no idea if he is even healthy enough to get a start. I also do laugh that Daniel Jones has kind of become that stable footing. What a change of situation and expectation can be for a quarterback. The Tennessee Titans, also fascinating to me. 5.5 to win total, a little bit of juice on the over. I have no idea what Brian Callahan's philosophy is as the head man in Nashville. Last year, really didn't get a chance to answer that with Will Levis and Mason Rudolph as his two starting quarterbacks. Now with Cam Ward, it's a prove-it year under a new GM and Mike Borgonzi. There is no doubt about it for the Titans.
No, like nobody, Callahan, what's that, Callahan Auto Parts from Tommy Boy? Like, who knows how long this guy's actually going to stick around in Tennessee at this point. But again, your only goal is Cam Ward's your future. Let's see how he plays this year. But come on now. You know what I mean? Stop.
Yeah, I mean, competitive, maybe. I don't really have much of a hope for the Titans to get more than six wins, even if they do go over 5.5. You're hoping that Cam Ward, as the number one overall pick, performs well in his rookie campaign. Hour number three comes away up next.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.